Hello, America. This is Dale Gentry, and it's time to pray on this Monday. I want to welcome you to BPN Radio on this Monday. It's going to be a wonderful day as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Here we go. Turning to Jesus, we got a great broadcast lined up. We have a special guest on today. We're going to talk about how to start over. He lost his teenage son in an accident, lost his wife, lost his home, lost his church, but he's starting over. We're returning. Stay tuned. BPN Radio is on the air on a Monday. Well, we've got to pray right now. We've got to pray the Holy Spirit will come, minister to us on BPN Radio as we run to Jesus. It is not too late. This is a Running to Jesus Starting Over broadcast. Don't you go away. Good to have you listening on BPN Radio. Father, we just pray the will of God be done here today on BPN as we run to you. We're not running away from you. We are running to you. And we are believing. We are believing, Lord, that these are wonderful days in Jesus' name. And we're going to serve you and live for you all the days of our life. Thank you for being a part of BPN today. James Parker is going to be with us telling us how to start over. He has an incredible story, and we're going to be praying for those of you that need a fresh start, need a new start. Sometimes you just say, I need a new start. I need a fresh start. I need a new beginning. And so we're praying for you today, those of you that need to start over. And you must declare today that you're going to move forward, moving forward. And I just pray the Holy Ghost will come and anoint you, give you ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to receive what is going to be said today. And there will be a change. We're praying for change. I believe there's going to be a change in season, a seasonal change, where you're going to say goodbye to one season and you're going to say hello to another season. And you are going to declare, I'm moving forward. I'm going to move forward. I made up my mind. I'm moving forward. So I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and anoint this broadcast today on this Monday on BPN Radio. And so we're moving forward. James Parker, we'll have him on the line in just a moment. But right now, We got Hezekiah Walker. He's going to sing. He's going to declare we're going to move forward. I declare we shall, and I declare you can and you will today in Jesus' name.
My past is over, I'm in you. Oh, things are made new. Surrendered my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward. Oh, yeah. What a moment you have brought me to such a freedom, Lord. I have found in you, you're the healer who makes all things new. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going back, I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you my past is over. Surrendered my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Listen, listen. You've risen with all power in your hands. You've given me, yeah, yeah, a second chance. Hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sing that with me, sing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not going back, moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you my past is over in you. Things are made new. I'm moving, not going back. No, 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 no. I'm here to declare to you my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward.
Okay, it's good to have here on BPN Radio today one of my spiritual sons, James Parker, from Abilene, Texas. And I've just entitled the broadcast today, Starting Over. I just know that there's a lot of people today that are saying, can I start again? Can I get a fresh start? Can I get a new beginning? And James Parker is a confirmation that you actually can start over again, which he's doing. And so we're going to talk to James a little bit. We're going to talk about some of the journey he's had. We're going to talk about starting over, and we're going to conclude with prayer for you. So, James, it's a delight to have you on BPN Radio today.
Pastor Dale, it's a great honor. I'm humbled and just so thankful.
Well, I'm thankful to have you in my life, and you have you've been a spiritual son for quite a few years. And I'm so thankful today that you're willing to share your story about how people can start over, because I know of so many people that seem to be trapped and tangled in the past and feel like they can never get out, they can never breathe again, they can never have a fresh start again, even though the book of Isaiah said he's going to give us a new start, a new way, a new day. A lot of people don't know how to do it. Tell us a little about your story. What's happened to you? I know you're starting over, but give us a little bit about your journey. I know a lot of people identify with that and the grief and the sorrow that you've gone through to get where you're at today.
Yes, sir. Well, it started in 2001. My family, my wife, and my two sons, we moved to Nevada, and we started the church. And very excited. I think maybe a little overconfident. You know, you always think you know better than the people that went before you, and you generally find out you didn't. But we started the church in 2001, and things were going really, really great. But in 2009, my oldest son, right after graduating high school, was killed in a car wreck. And that was the beginning of a very dark season in my life. I'd had about 8 years of just great and exciting things, and then all of a sudden it felt like the bottom just kind of fell out. And we got the phone call on Saturday morning, October 24th, 2009, from the hospital asking if I was James Parker, if my son was Alexander Parker, and I said yes, you know. And she said, well, did you know that your son was in the hospital here in Reno? And I said, no, ma'am, is he okay? And she said, no, he's not. Your son passed away at about 6 a.m. And it was a stunning, stunning Saturday morning. I had felt for a while that something was coming, but I wasn't sure what. And for the next couple of months, my wife just really held on to me. The family bond was very, very strong. But then about Christmas, so about 2 months after the wreck, my wife said, I want out. And then things got exponentially worse. Spent the next year trying to save my marriage, but there was nothing I could do. And eventually she left, and it left me and my 16-year-old son, Jonathan, to just try to figure out how to survive.
Mm-hmm. Had to be a very difficult time. I know I came out and visited you and ministered for you during that time, and I saw the grief that was in motion there. And so you're pastoring a church, and your son is gone. Now your wife is gone, and you're left there with your 16-year-old son. So how did you continue on?
Well, I made a lot of mistakes. You know, there were some things I handled real well. There were other things I didn't handle very well. And, you know, I was pretty much a wreck. We didn't have the leadership at our church that was strong enough to really step up. The entire church was devastated at what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't take a break, which was a big mistake. You know, I needed a break. I didn't have people around me that were strong enough and were unaffected you know, it was a big enough hit that it affected everybody in the circle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I just, for a while I was on, they had me on Xanax. I was on so much Xanax, I'm not really sure how I functioned.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was such a wreck. I shook so bad I couldn't even sign a check without, just, you couldn't even read the signature.
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't sleep at night. Depression, anxiety, sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The death of my son was one thing. That was the uncontrollable event.
Mm-hmm.
The divorce, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just the moment that I needed somebody to hang on to,
yeah.
hang on with, I didn't have that. That was taken. And that was by choice. You know, that was her choice. And then after that, I struggled with a lot of unforgiveness and bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
That started to affect everything in my life. I couldn't let it go. Then I lost my house. Couldn't afford to keep the house.
Uh-huh.
So then not long after that, my son went off to Texas to go to college, which left me in Nevada with a wounded church and the headstone of one son and no family anywhere nearby.
Wow.
So it was really devastating. I kind of felt like Job. And every time somebody would tell me about Job and talk about the Lord restoring Job, it just made me more angry.
Uh-huh. So you have your son died, and your mm-hmm. wife walked away, left, and mm-hmm. Your son Jonathan got a football scholarship and went to Texas, and then you mm-hmm. lost your house, and mm-hmm. You are alone in a small apartment, and still mm-hmm. trying to pastor a church. How did you do it, and why mm-hmm. did you keep going?
I kept going because the only peace that I ever really experienced, the only joy that I really experienced was when I would step foot on the pulpit, step foot in ministry. If I was ministering to somebody and the Holy Spirit was on me, it was as if nothing else in the world existed. And I think in some ways I really hid in the ministry. It was the only thing I had left. And I found myself hanging on to it when I shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you continue to be pastor of the church there in Carson City, even though your son was gone, killed in an accident, your wife left you, and your other son went off to college, and you lost your home, but you continued on. And but that season eventually came to a close.
Yes, it was April of 2014. I was down visiting you and the Mooring family down in Baytown. You were leading a prayer and prophetic conference, and you know, and I have to mention, especially for the listeners today, that Pastor Dale, you kept in touch with me. You would call me out of nowhere and just pray for me, and pray with me, and cry with me,
mm-hmm.
and you know, your faithfulness to me, you're a spiritual dad to me. You did what a dad would do, and you know, there are many times that was the very thing that was getting me through. But in 2014, whenever I came down to Baytown, I was in my hotel room between services, and I was praying, and I heard the Holy Spirit say, Red Dirt Revival. And I remember I came to you, and you said, well, Google it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did and didn't find anything that sounded like the Holy Spirit at all, but I knew what he was saying. He was saying there's going to be a revival, mm-hmm. a Holy Ghost revival in the red dirt part of the country. Mm-hmm. And I know that the Abilene area is in that red dirt country. And mm-hmm. and so I just took it to prayer, and I said, Lord, I just don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. And whatever you have to do, Lord, I just don't want to miss it. I've read about revivals. I've heard about Azusa Street and read about these things, but I don't want to read about it. I don't want to read about your glory. I want to see your glory.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of what started it. Was I thought there was no way, though. I just didn't see a way. And I started applying for jobs in Texas to be in ministry, and the Lord just never opened a door, never opened a door. And my son goes to Abilene Christian University. And in November of 2014, I was walking around the campus, and I saw a piece of garbage, and I picked it up, and I put it in the garbage can. It was a beautiful campus. And I put it in the garbage can, and I thought, Lord, if you would just let me come and clean this campus, I'll do it. I thought I was just thinking, but I guess I was praying according to the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because in April of this year, 2015, my life just took a violent change, a violent shift.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I know, I've got my U-Haul truck loaded up, and I'm headed for Texas. I don't have a house waiting for me. I'm headed for Abilene. Jonathan and I had talked, we'd get a place together. That's my son.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was on my way, and by the time I got to Abilene, I had a place to move into. I got here Memorial Day weekend on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and then on Tuesday, I got called to interview for a job with the university in the groundskeeping department. And on Wednesday, they called me back, and the guy who hired me said, I prayed about it last night, and God said, hire the cowboy.
So there you are.
So there I was, and with a brand new start. And I really, you know that I really love tractors. It's one of my favorite things.
Uh-huh.
And the job that I got, I actually get to drive a tractor. So that was how I was going to make a living and where I was going to live. And I just thought, well, you know, I just need some time to decompress and to rest, and I did. Many, many hours out on that tractor in the middle of nowhere, listening to BPN. and you know, I got to hear your voice every day. I got to hear my spiritual dad every day speak into my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't long that an old friend of mine, because I lived in Abilene in the 80s,
uh-huh.
and I'd been in radio advertising, and I reconnected with an old friend of mine who was a production manager that I had worked with mm-hmm. for a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So we met for coffee, and he said, well, you should come and sell advertising for us. And I said, you know, that's not what God's called me to do. I don't need any pressure. And I'm just driving my tractor, minding my own business. Then I get a call from him, and it says, the owner of the radio station wants to meet with you. And so I met with the owner of the radio station. It's a local station, and it's a classic country. And so I met with him, and he asked me if I would come to work selling. I said no. And he said, well, what would you do if you could do anything? And I said, you know, if I could do anything, I would just minister the word to small church on Sunday sometimes. And that's what I want to, you know, that's what I want to do. I love the Word of God. I love the presence of the Holy Spirit. I love to see lives changed. I love to see people connect with the Holy Spirit and be filled mm-hmm. with the Holy Ghost. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, would you consider putting your church services on a radio station? I said, I don't pastor a church. I don't have a church. And he said, well, would you consider coming into the station and recording a 30-minute message, and we'll play it on our radio station every Sunday? And I said, well, I need to pray about that. And the Lord confirmed it immediately. When I walked out of the meeting, the Lord said, yes, this is what I've called you to do. This is part of the revival that I told you about a year ago. And so I met again with the production manager, and he said, well, not only do we want you to do that, we want you to do a devotional series that will play Monday through Friday. We're going to play it at just before 6 a.m., just before noon, and just before 6 p.m. He said, a 60 to 90 second devotional.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that's what we want you to do. Will you do it? And I said, sure. And didn't even know what we were going to call it. And the Lord just kept telling me, this is the revival I told you about. Call it Revival Minute and call it Revival Radio. And that's how it all began about a month ago.
Wow. Well, that's an amazing story of starting over. I believe it's a tremendous encouragement, James, to a lot of people that says, how in the world can I start over? I mean, you started over after losing your son in an automobile accident, killed instantly, your wife leaving, you lost your wife, you lost your home, and, you know, you then you lost your son who went to who was living with you, went to college in Abilene, became quite a football player, starter, mm-hmm. Abilene University, yes, and then eventually lost your church. So people think, well, how in the world does a man start over after he's lost his son, his teenage son, in an automobile accident? His wife left him. He lost his home. He lost his church. And how does a man start over again? But here you are starting over. So tell the people how they that are listening today on this Monday, how they can start over again.
Two things. Persevere in prayer. That's number one. You've got to become, if you're not a person of prayer, you've got to become a person of prayer. God wants to lead you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to show you the way. He wants to direct your steps. And it may seem uncomfortable. It may seem unnatural for you. You may not know what to say, but that's okay. Just set a time aside every day to pray. And you may find that you'll be listening more than praying.
Mm-hmm.
And find time during the day to turn everything off. No TV, no worship music, no radio, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And just sit and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Because God, you know, in prayer a lot of times, Pastor Dale, you know, we talk in prayer as if we're the smartest person in the conversation.
Yeah.
And we do all the talking, but God wants to do the talking too.
Mm-hmm.
And though we make our prayers and petitions known with thanksgiving at the same time,
yeah,
listening is so important. So I'd say persevere in prayer, number one. Number two, just persevere. Don't quit. Don't give up. It's not mm-hmm. hopeless. It's not mm-hmm. too late.
Right.
It's never too late.
Never too late.
I'm 50 years old. I mean, in modern society, that's old.
Mm-hmm.
You're past your prime. Who wants to hire a 50-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who? I had talked to other churches, and churches don't want a 50-year-old single pastor.
Right.
And I said, goodness gracious, Paul couldn't get a job in your church.
yeah.
But it wasn't. I was looking for the doors that I thought made sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you're in the storm, even when it looks like there's no way, there's a way.
Yeah.
And you don't get a supernatural, you don't get a miraculous moment until you need a miraculous moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I certainly concur with that. So you were willing to move to Abilene, Texas, drive a tractor. I mean, you're a great preacher, and I know I came to Carson City, and you had a wonderful church, wonderful congregation, and you are an incredible worship leader and a wonderful musician on top of that. And you were willing to just go out and drive a tractor and start over again. Wherever the starting over point is, wherever the restart button is, you got to push that, right? If it's driving a tractor, whatever it may be, you got to restart somewhere, and that is where you started. You restarted on the tractor. But then you got the invitation to come and be on the radio, three times a day on KLGD 106.9, 5:55 a.m., 11:55 a.m., 5:55 p.m., and there on a country music station, you have a minute three times a day that you're able to speak to the listening audience. You never know who you're going to speak to when you're on radio like today. You never know who's listening. But you gave me the honor of doing the introduction. I want to play one of your minutes, and then I'll be right back to talk some more. There's no time like right now to have a revival in your life. This is your Revival Radio Minute with revivalist James Parker.
So what is revival? Many are asking that question today. In part, revival is the awakening of your soul to the voice of God. It's the restoration of walking with God, the way Adam and Eve walked with God in the garden before they sinned. So it's a kind of bringing us back to a place of right standing with God. Not just knowing who God is, but actually knowing Him, knowing His heart, knowing His call, and actually walking in His call for your life. Today is the day for your revival. If you've been far away from God, it's time to return. He's calling you. Answer the call. This is revivalist James Parker, reminding you that you can live in revival.
Okay, that's amazing, James. And that's on, you have a different one every day, and then, of course, you're on Sunday. So here you are restarting driving a tractor, but now God is beginning to enlarge your ministry again and taking you down a route, a road, a pathway that you have not been before. And I know some exciting things are in motion because you were willing to close a season without being bitter, without being giving out, giving in. You were willing to allow a season to come to a close, and you were willing to allow another season to open for you, and you have started over. I'm going to keep up with your progress as a spiritual dad in your life, and I know that you'll be back one day talking about some more things that God is doing. But I just wanted you to be on and share your story today because I know that so many, many people feel like they need a new start, but they don't know how to close the season. They don't know how another season is going to open. And there are some people that their season has been closed involuntarily. I believe that we can voluntarily allow a season to be closed, but sometimes a season closes involuntarily. Something abruptly happens that may not have been of any fault of their own, but it's happened. I just believe that your prayers could really encourage somebody. So why don't you make a closing statement and say a prayer here on BPN today.
Okay. Well, first off, Pastor Dale, I want to thank you again. Just the opportunity to minister with you at this moment with 70-plus nations around the world is overwhelming. What an honor. So I wanted to say that and how much you mean to me, you know, how much I love and adore you and how much I honor you and respect you. So I wanted to say that. And I also wanted to say that, you know, I made some mistakes that I felt like disqualified me. And then I just thought, you know, and then those came on the heels of the tragedies that happened. But I think in response to those tragedies, I made some big mistakes. And if you're listening today and you've had some tragedies happen, but then you responded by making some mistakes and you feel like you're disqualified, I want to tell you it's not too late. That God's gifts and callings are without repentance. And I also want to tell you, don't try to rewrite. Don't try to write a new chapter that's like the old chapter. Mm-hmm. This is a new chapter. Yeah. This is a new life.
Yeah.
And you got to let go of yesterday because yesterday's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And regrets can be the greatest tool of the enemy to cripple you in your next chapter.
Mm-hmm.
There's no room for that in the kingdom. The blood has washed it away.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, before we pray, the motto, I had two mottos between me and Jonathan, my son, that we said all the time. The first one was, never quit, never.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was, if you keep trying to hang on to what you lost, you'll lose what you have coming.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So those were the,
you need to repeat that one. Repeat that one. That's great, James.
if you continue to hang on, if you try to hang on to what you've lost, you'll lose what you have coming.
That's good. Very good. Very good. Well, you've been a tremendous encouragement today, and so let's just close with you saying a prayer for those people that need to hit the restart button, and maybe those that are in the process of a season closing. And I know that the grief is a very healthy thing, but after grief, you just got to dry your tears, get up, and restart again, regardless of where it may be, how it may be, even if you're doing something that you may be unfamiliar with. I just like what you're saying. So say a prayer before you go today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, first and foremost, all the glory and all the honor and all the praise to you, Lord. There's nothing that we can do without you. There's nothing. And we have no hope without you, Lord. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives in us. Now, Father, I lift up those that are listening right now, those who have lost hope or have done things that have made them feel disqualified, or that things have happened to them that they never, ever, ever would have thought could have happened. And I lift them up to you this morning, Lord, and I speak a new dawn in their heart, a new dawn, a new sunrise to a new day. That it's time to trade in yesterday, because today's a brand new day and it's never been used before. Yesterday is used up. Today's brand new. And Lord, I declare that over the listeners today, that they would receive that in their spirit, and they would receive it in their heart and in their mind. And Father, I pray, God, that you would open doors for them, that you'd bring people into their lives to open doors for them, Lord. And you'd send them into the lives of other people to open doors for others. And Father, I speak over them the joy of the Lord. Even when they can't smile, that there be joy in their heart, knowing, God, that you are faithful. God, you are faithful, full of faith. And I bless them in the name of Jesus. I declare over them, it's a new day, a brand new day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, James Parker, thanks for being on today. And I know that you've been a tremendous encouragement to a lot of people's lives. And we're going to look forward to hearing your progress report. And I know you're probably in the process of providing an opportunity for people to contact you, and the next broadcast we'll be able to give that information out. Thank you for being on today, and God bless you as you continue on a brand new journey, a brand new season, and we love you very much.
I love you too, Pastor Dale. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have brought me to such a freedom. I have found you. You're a healer. You make all things new. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you. Past is over in you. Things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. Moving, moving forward. Yeah, I am. Yeah. You have risen with a power in your hand. You have given me second chance. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm not going back, I'm moving ahead, I'm here to deal.
all things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving on. I'm not going back. I'm moving up. And I'm here to declare to you all of my blessings.
Okay, you make all things new. We're going to move forward. Yes, we are. Okay, we're moving forward here on BPN Radio. That's a great song by the young lady. It has a tremendous anointing on BPN Radio. So our appreciation today to Jessica Reedy. First time she's ever been on BPN Radio. Jessica Reedy and also Hezekiah Walker. I play both versions of Moving Forward because I really believe that today is a day that many of you are going to move forward in Jesus' name. And so I know that James Parker prayed for you. And by the way, if you want to contact James Parker, his web address is jamesfparker.net. jamesfparker.net. Well, Father, I just pray again for people that really need to move on. And there just comes a time when grief must happen. And then when the grief is over, we just need to wipe our eyes and declare, it's a new day. It's a new day. We're not depending on other people for the new day. We're not depending on proper circumstances for a new day. We're not depending on the proper income for a new day, or the right city, or the right job or business. We just declare today we're starting over, and we are moving forward. And like James Parker, you have to get out on a tractor and start mowing grass when you've been a pastor for a long time. And it's a whole different style, life change. And sometimes to have a proper new season, we just need to take some risks starting over in some new areas of our lives, not being afraid to do it. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I feel the Holy Ghost telling you today, this is the day. Just need to put a big X on your calendar somewhere and say, today is the day. I'm starting over. I'm moving forward. I'm not looking back. I'm not blaming myself. I'm not blaming God. And I'm not blaming anybody else. I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. And I'm forgiving myself for not being discerning. I'm forgiving myself for any mistakes I've made. I'm forgiving myself for not maybe doing what I should have done. It's time to quit beating yourself up. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say. Time to quit abusing yourself. And most of us would never dream of abusing other people, but we've been abusing ourselves for a while. And I have two words, and that's stop it. Stop doing it. I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, I declare that you will live again. I declare that life will move on. And through the eyes of major disappointments in life, life's going to move on. And I remember years ago having a major disappointment in my life. It was a major disappointment, but I knew that God was at work in my life, and I knew that I was going to be able to move forward. And I'm declaring you today that you're going to move forward in the name of Jesus, right here on BPN Radio. And I just know that God is with you, and if He's for you, who can be against you? So I remember that time that I had a major disappointment in life. I got up the next morning, the sun was shining, the school bus was going down the street, cars were going by, and I said, I just can't believe that life is still moving on after a major disappointment in my life. Something I thought was going to happen didn't happen. That life continued on, and it's continued on for many, many years. And so I'm very thankful, and I'm very grateful that the Lord is with us today, and I know that He's with you. Right here on BPN Radio. I pray for you today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. I want to pray for some other prayer requests today. You know, here on BPN Radio, we've got a number of prayer leaders that have committed themselves to being a part of 1,000 prayer leaders that I'm calling for. You may have a prayer group. You may want to start a prayer group. And all you have to do to be involved, to connect, or to register here is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and then you go to the 1,000 prayer leaders. Click on that. You can register. And down there you will need to determine whether you're going to have a private prayer group. You're going to have a public prayer group. If it's a public prayer group, then you're inviting whoever wants to come and pray with you. And if it's a private prayer group, then you just have a certain group of people, your employees, your neighborhood, whoever it may be. It's a private prayer group, but you are leading that prayer. And every Monday, I'm sending out a list of prayer requests for you to pray over. And also, I'm going to be sending you out some suggestions once a month. I have a personal time with the prayer leaders where I share my heart, what's going on. And if you want to be a prayer leader, start a prayer group, or you got a prayer group already going, if you're willing to lead prayer at least once a week concerning a revival in America and other spiritual awakening, then you go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. 1,000 prayer leaders. I would like to recognize and have you to pray for some of our prayer leaders today. Eddie Hornsby is leading prayer at a private location in Point Lay, Alaska. Jim and Tina Grounds at Impact Center, Duncan, Oklahoma. Judy Cook at New Liberty Faith Ministries in Blackwell, Oklahoma. Sean Patrick Williams at Warrior Nations International Ministry in Greenwood, South Carolina. Roy Ivins has a private location in Lubbock, Texas. Let's pray for these. Also pray for Neil Effling, who is leading prayer at Bestway Lending Company in Gig Harbor, Washington. Tom Banagas has a public meeting there at a church in Brussels, Belgium. Melody Strom has a private location in Marshall, Illinois. And Jennifer Nahovi is leading a prayer at private location, Miami Gardens, Florida. Dana Price is leading prayer at Church of Love in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Karen Testerman has a private location in Concord, New Hampshire, as well as Michelle Burnside in Madisonville, Kentucky. And also we have Mary Jeter. She's leading a prayer at a private location, Garland, Texas. Sue Williams leading private private prayer in San Diego, California. Rebecca Brindle has a Facebook prayer ministry. And she's from Blairsville, Georgia. Jamie Peters leading prayer at Trinity Church International, Lake Worth, Florida. Jim Loper, Cornerstone Church, Amarillo, Texas. Mel Rose is leading prayer on Facebook in New Orleans, Louisiana. Dorothy Brooks is a private location in Garland, Texas. Susan Moore is a private location in Lake Jackson, Texas. Anna Silverthorne is leading prayer at Crawford County Christian Center in Robinson, Illinois. Bill Michael leading prayer at Mountain Harvest Worship Center, Hendersonville, North Carolina. Kelly Reed leading prayer at a private location in Kansas City, Missouri. Jim Wagey leading prayer at private location also Kansas City, Missouri. Carolyn LeGrand is a leading prayer at a private location, Stillwater, Oklahoma. Tom Luther is leading prayer at Family Worship Center, Columbia, Missouri. Dr. Henry Malone leading prayer at Vision Life Ministry in Louisville, Texas. And, of course, we have scores of others that are leading prayer. We'd like for you to be a part. Father, we pray for these Breakout Prayer Network prayer leaders as they lead a prayer group praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Father God, we pray that you bless them and keep them and anoint them as they lead these weekly or daily prayer services. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I also want us to pray for my good friend, Gary Pack, who's a worship leader at Gateway Church in Roswell, New Mexico. He's in the hospital in Colorado. Had surgery yesterday. He's had some major challenges on returning from Vietnam. And we just need to pray for Gary. Father, we just lift up Gary Pack, a prophetic voice, a missionary, worship leader at Gateway Church in Roswell, New Mexico. We pray for him right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we just ask that you minister healing to him in the name of Jesus. Father, we also pray for Mayra, who is grieving over her adult son's untimely death, needs inner healing from the grief, the trauma, the soul issues, freedom from oppression, depression. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for Mayra today, or Myra. In Jesus' name, Lord, that you would just heal the grief in her heart on the loss of her untimely son's death and all the others that are grieving over the death of a loved one today. Here on this Monday, we pray for them in Jesus' name. We pray for those who've gone through a divorce, and that's like a death. And we pray for them that you will heal the grief in their heart as well, in Jesus' name. Pedro needs prayer today, inner healing from grief, trauma, and other soul issues. In Jesus' name, we pray for him today. In the name of the Lord, we pray for Bridget's salvation, complete healing of her knee, and a quick recovery from that surgery. We pray, Lord, for 18-year-old Alicia, who needs healing of emotional wounds and other challenges that she's having in her life. And we pray for her right now in Jesus' name. Pray for one of my spiritual sons, Lyle Mason, is recovering from hip surgery. We pray for him right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Linda Ragland, who needs prayer, having challenge with cancer. We pray for Yvonne Remedios recovering from surgery. in Jesus' name. We pray for Brandon, and we pray for Henry. We pray for Ken. We pray for Roxanne. We pray for these that have had surgery, going through a recovery time, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. We pray for every need that's represented here on BPN Radio today. Why don't you just set yourself in agreement that whatever the need might be, we know there's a healing Jesus, and we know He's one that answers prayer. And we are so thankful and so grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for listening to BPN Radio today, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And we're so grateful that you are setting yourselves in agreement with us at this time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.